You have joined us here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and eternalaffairsmedia.com, with conservative radio host and recovering Californian, now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
And thank you so much for joining me here. Once again, this is Marcy Latimer on Mars Bar on this Sunday, October 2nd, 2022. And I do appreciate you joining me here. I always like to start with a prayer, and I just want to be very simple to the point. If you are somebody who just wants to make sure that you put God first in your life and you are choosing Him as your Lord and Savior and want eternal life, all you have to do is say, "Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior." Amen. He is going to give you eternal life if you do that and you mean it. That is right. And He knows your heart. So that is the thing to do. Give yourself to the Lord for all He has done for us. And spread joy. That is so important, especially right now during these crazy times we're living in. That is the message that Sean Foyt said in church today. Actually, he was live in Mercy Culture Church at Fort Worth, Texas. So I decided to go on over there. I usually go to Eagle Mountain International Church, but I decided since Sean Foyt was in town, I thought, why not go over there and check it out? So I went to Mercy Culture Church today, and Sean was fantastic. And this is on the heels of seeing his movie last night. So I was very excited. So I love seeing Sean out there in person, especially, and just on the big screen, he was fantastic. And I want to just spread joy, just as he is saying. Joy, he said, joy is the virus. Those are his words, and I wanted to make sure I brought that joy to the show today and to your Sunday, hopefully, if you are listening. So spread the joy if you can as well. And I'm going to just tell you, last week on my show, I did mention that Super Spreader, Sean Foyt's film, was coming out on Thursday, September 29th. And so that was the opening day. And it is now seen in 600 theaters. It got picked up by quite a bit more than he expected across the U.S., which is exciting. And it will be seen through October 6th. They've extended the play of that airtime of that film. So that's so exciting. And all you have to do is go to superspreaderfilm.com to check out where you can see it in your area. Check it out. Once again, you could go superspreaderfilm.com and then put in your zip code, and it'll show you the theaters that it is playing at. So I saw it here last night in Fort Worth, and oh my goodness, I am so elated about it. I mean, I was so excited because I went to one of his events, his Lettuce Worship event, last year in 2021 in California, in my hometown, San Diego. And if you're new to my show, I am from San Diego, but I moved to Texas just this year. So I am so excited because I even mentioned this on my show last week. I said, if they show a heart-shaped cloud, that is from the event that I was at. And it was specifically in El Cajon, California, in San Diego County, in the East County. And it was a phenomenal event. In fact, it was so moving to go there and be there in person on that particular day. Last year in 2021, it was just a very difficult year, as I'm sure a lot of people could agree. The pandemic time between obviously March 2020 and even now has been just, getting crazier and crazier. But especially during the pandemic, when churches were shut down and people were losing hope and faith, maybe, and he went across the nation and decided to take church to the streets and spread the joy, basically, and worship. And it was called Lettuce Worship. And you could go to lettuceworship.com. That's another site to learn more about Sean if you're not familiar. And just a phenomenal thing that he did. He went to different cities. He went to 170 cities across the nation, in fact, in the time of the pandemic. So he's still doing it. He just went to New York the other day, in fact, and talked about having 5,000 people show up in Times Square. Very exciting. He had no idea that that was going to happen. And he said 95% of them were New Yorkers. So he said, who would have thought, and he said this in church today, he said, who would have thought 5,000 New York Christians? I mean, yeah, it's happening. So very exciting movement, very exciting times. And yes, are they filled with opposition? Absolutely. In this crazy time that we're living in, where everything seems to good is bad and bad is good and yeah, everything's backwards and upside down. Of course, this is a crazy world. But what we can do is just, again, spread the joy and be the Christians that we're led to be and make sure that we are rejoicing in our lives and doing the right thing by God. So it's a great thing. And I just remember going to that event in live in person last year in my home state of California. And it was just so moving and it was wonderful. And then I remember the next day in the newspaper clippings and the articles were written and they headlined super spreader events. That's what they called them. And this was what the lamestream media did. They like to call Sean Foyt's Let Us Worship events super spreaders. And they were, of course, referring to the virus. They were trying to make it seem like, because a lot of people were gathered mostly maskless, and this is what they always talked about, maskless people getting together, spreading the virus. So they called it super spreaders. And there was an article in the Rolling Stone magazine he was on the cover of, apparently, and he's a musician. He talked about this today in church too. He said, imagine a musician being on the cover of Rolling Stone, of course, very exciting. But oh no, they basically blasted him, called him a super spreader. That's where he picked up the word. And then it just spread, literally super spread, all over the lamestream media. And they twisted it and turned it to be an evil thing that he was doing. They were calling him names. They were hijacking some of his events. They were trying to stop them from happening across different states, across different cities. And it was crazy. And he faced Antifa in Portland, Oregon, and Washington, Seattle, Washington were probably the two craziest places. And it shows this in the film. I absolutely recommend that everybody go see this. And I think that even if you're not a Christian, you should see it anyway. And maybe you're not even a conservative, but maybe get your friends, or if you are conservative and you want to maybe show somebody who has an opposing opinion, maybe they're a little liberal or maybe they're very liberal, if you can convince them to see this, that would be fantastic. And just see what they have to say, because I think that this was really truly about what everybody lived through, no matter what it was truly about. And Sean, of course, turned the word super spreader into super spreading the word of Christ. So it was really great that he ended up turning that negativity into a positive. And he said, yeah, so let's call ourselves super spreaders of Christ and the word and Jesus Christ, the Lord. So it was just really great and very moving. And by the way, I got very emotional seeing it last night in the theater. I was very emotional because there were times where they even showed his wife and how she was facing a lot of opposition and she was crying. And I completely understood how she felt, because they were getting people that they thought were on their side, their friends and family, and even their own church in Redding, California, where they're from, Northern California. And they said that they were pretty much telling them not to do it and to say that what you're doing is disappointing us. And it was just really hard for them. So she wanted him to stop, but he said, nope, he heard from the Lord. He's got to do this. And I think he absolutely did the right thing. And now it's just turned into this, and it could even be even a bigger thing than imaginable. So I definitely recommend you see it. Check it out. It's great. I highly recommend, as you can tell, I'm very excited about it. And I think everybody's going to enjoy it. And it really was about the pandemic, and it's about not just biblical, but it's cultural. It's about what the history, it was historic. It's really the first movie that talks about what happened during all the shutdowns across the country and the craziness of it all and the shutdowns of the church. And oh gosh, and there was showing a lot of opposition. So it wasn't just all the positive side. It showed a lot of scary side too. So you'll see it and I'm sure you'll enjoy it, but definitely go and check it out. It's worth it. Absolutely worth it. All right. So other things that I wanted to mention is John Strand update for the J6, January 6th. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that he was going to trial, and he, of course, was there with Dr. Simone Gold. Dr. Simone Gold did her time. She did come out. She got out of the January 6th prison with the other people, and it was really hard for her, but she made it. And John Strand decided he was going to plead not guilty because he felt he is not guilty and he just wants to stand strong. And he said, you know what? I don't care if I'm going to get a lower sentence if I plead guilty, like, you know, a lot of the other ones did, so they could get out a little earlier. He decided to go ahead and just stand strong for his convictions of innocence. And unfortunately, the update is that he was found guilty on all counts of felony and some misdemeanors too, all wrapped into one. So if you want information more about that, go to johnstrand.com. I'm not going to go into too much detail. I just wanted to give you an update because I try to give you a lot of information. I always say my show is about information and giving you a lot of info. So if I mention it in a show previously, I want to try to update as much as I can. So you can also email him, send support. So go to johnstrand.com and there will be a link on that, on where to find his email if you want, and just show his support because these are people that need our support. They really do. They didn't do anything wrong. These are innocent people that just happen to be there. They're proud patriots, and it's a real horrible thing that they're going through. So I just wanted to touch on that. And then I also wanted to mention a book regarding the civil rights gone wrong. Oh, yes. Have they ever? We know this. So I always say, oh, my gosh, Dr. Martin Luther King's probably rolling over in his grave. My Lord, what's going on with all this craziness going on in the world? So there is an author of a book called Not Equal, and his name is Ryan Scott Bomberger. And he was on Flashpoint, of course, one of my favorite shows. I always talk about that. So great guest on there. And again, his book is Not Equal, and it does talk about this. And you could go to notequalbook.com as the website. And that is regarding the civil rights movement gone wrong and how can we make it go right again. So MLK can be rejoicing in his grave. We want that, don't we? Absolutely. So keep his legacy alive in the right. And then the other thing I wanted to say, and this is kind of just spreading more joy, is if you're familiar with John Schneider, of course, he was, you know, Bo and Luke Duke, right? I mean, the brothers on the Dukes of Hazzard back in the day, right? Okay, I'm aging myself. But anyway, he's so great. He's a patriot. He's conservative. He's great. He always talks and he does a lot of Facebook Lives, and he's just so joy. He's so joyful. He always is very joyful. And I think that's great. Hey, Ralph William, thank you very much for joining me here. I appreciate you entering and liking my show. I do appreciate you. Thank you. I do appreciate my listeners. He has a movie coming out October 20th called To Die For. That is when the movie premieres. And I just wanted to mention it because it's a conservative film and it's about patriotism and the pride of the American flag and the USA and military. So it's pro-God, pro-family, pro-military. It's all the things that we as United States citizens who are proud to be from America and proud patriots, God-loving patriots. That's what it's about. If you want to see a joyful movie, something that hits on some important details to die for, it's really talking about the flag and how this guy, I'm just going to give you a little synopsis real fast. I guess he drives with American flags off of his car, and he gets a lot of opposing people, of course, as we're seeing in the nations naturally right now in the crazy times that we're living in, and getting a lot of opposition. So threats, life threats, and things like that. So that's what it's really about. And it's called To Die For. So I just wanted to hit on that. And you could go to todieformovie.com for more information on that one as well and see the trailer. But Sean Schneider is just great. Love him. And love the Dukes of Hazzard. So there you go. And he loves, if you ever follow him or if you want to start following him, if you haven't already, he's just always a joy. And he loves complaining about the gas prices too. Who doesn't, right? So it's kind of funny though, but he makes fun of things like that too. All right, because he's human after all. All right, so at this time, I just want to do some shout outs. And I just want to say thank you very much for subscribing. Our latest Truth Premium subscribers are Gary, Linda, David, Bruce, Sharla, Diana, and Gary. And our donors, Reverend Dave, Lisa, Andy, and Bedlam. And Patreons, Alicia and Dan, thank you so much. We do appreciate you. And of course, you can always feel free to plant a financial seed if you feel led to do that to our media ministry by clicking on a sponsored link or consider becoming a patron to support our shows. So that is something you can always do. And also, we want to mention that we love partnering with our fabulous patriot, God-loving man, Mike Lindell. I love, love, love him. And he's been courageous, of course, in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election, as you know, and he is still fighting for it. And he's actually right now, he's very, very new information. He is suing the feds right now because of what they did by confiscating his phone for no reason, truly no reason, except for just being a conservative patriot and a truth teller. So, oh yeah, Ralph, isn't that good? I know. It is. It is. It's really good news. And we want to just give him all our support. So we love his products, of course, at MyPillow. And you can get the best latest deals by going to MyPillow.com/eternal, or you can just go to MyPillow.com and then, of course, put in the promo code eternal for the best deals. And you could also call 1-800-795-5993. And of course, it's just always good to partner with people like that because he's fantastic. And I love that man. He is just, I'm just proud to be connected to him in any way. So wanted to make sure we get that out of the way as well. So I have so many of his products and they're always great and they're made right here in the USA. So we want to support companies like that as well. So again, thank you so much for coming on. And again, if you feel led to plant a financial seed, please click on a sponsored link or consider becoming a patron. And always, God bless you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy this beautiful sunshine. Well, at least at where I am, it's sunshine. I'm pretty sure across the nation. Thank you so much. Bless you too. God bless. And always have a wonderful time with family, friends, whatever it may be. But enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for joining me. God bless.